12th parak of Parah, 5th Mishnah. Oiches hu hator bekardim hatomei beknofoi. A person who is tor could hold a axe which is tomei in his garment. Yeah. So this kardim, this axe is an avatuma, and his garment that touches becomes a rishon atuma. And if that's a rishon atuma, it won't be matam of the person himself. Umaze alov, and then you sprinkle on it. And it matar the crowd. After you say Yeshu lov kadei hazoya tohor, even though it has enough of these waters that one can sprinkle from, which is enough to be matame, but since once again this is the water that was sprinkled onto it, once it's sprinkled onto it, they're not matame anymore. Kamei b'mayim v'yebem kadei hazoya. What is the amount of water that's considered that has the amount for sprinkling? Kadei shiyatol roishu kivoylim. Enough that you can dip the tops of these azos into it and sprinkle from it. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Meister Kilo, Ein al azos shel nechoshes. A regular azos, the top of it is absorbs a certain amount of liquid, and therefore you have to put more on in order for you to be able to sprinkle. He says that you look at it as if it was made out of metal with copper, which does not absorb. And therefore, the amount that's kadei hazoya is much less. You just take amount that's needed to sprinkle, and not the extra amount which is absorbed into the azov.